At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
All right, we just got nuts with Lou. Lou loves Jones. Made the case for Blackshear. And also Brunson. And UFC 285 this week. Get up to Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. They have you covered for every line and boost. Bet the big names on the card with parlay insurance. Great house specials, phenomenal menu, any sport. BetRivers.com or download the app. It's a whole new game at BetRivers. I apologize to the listeners and also Mitch for getting his hopes up. I was looking at the Liberty game log and not the Kennesaw State game log. And thanks to Eddie on Twitter for cleaning it up. That means Liberty was laying 6 in the first meeting, not the other way around. So now Kennesaw State 3-1 to win the Atlantic Sun kind of makes sense, even though it's on their home floor. They met February 16th. He said he had Kennesaw, Kennesaw money line, and they were catching 6 in that game against Liberty. Yeah. That's the championship on Sunday. Mitch has a future on Kennesaw State.
And that number appears to be the projection here. Not out yet, but projected to be about Liberty minus three in that game. Paul Stone checking in today with a text.
Okay. Yep.
And a good reminder here that we were throwing around KenPom's numbers and Bart Torvik as well. KenPom reflects season-long, not recent performances and issues. And so his opening numbers are Bama. This is Paul Stone again, who's in the Friday night college basketball handicapping challenge here during the season with Umans and a bunch of others. He's got Bama minus 1.5 tomorrow at Texas A&M. I was hoping for 3. That was the KenPom number. Torvik had 1.5 as well. He also, Paul Stone, made West Virginia minus 3 at home to K-State. He's making Texas 2 at home to Kansas, and UCLA minus 5.5 at home to Arizona. Others are looking at around 6.5 or 7 maybe to UCLA.
That's a part of the fun with this next week and a half too. Because books wait and they don't put up the numbers. One of it, because it's the games go off. How not Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and next week is insane. And you could argue it's better than the actual tournament championship week. Because it's games from 9 a.m. to 11 at night on the West Coast.
Yep.
But you don't know the matchups in the brackets. And then what's the number? And then certainly is everything we talked about. And I read that text message and that exchange I had with Alan Boston about crazy stuff happens and the team with motivation, the team that's locked into the seed, the team that needs it, all that. And who knows what the numbers are and how they change. And neutral sites involved as well. Maybe injuries, all of it. It's a crazy time of year.
So we'll spend more time on this next week because it is the Power Six tournaments here. But this is some very good information from longtime friend of the show, Ian McDonald. He sent over a message per his numbers. 2016 through 2022, I'm sorry. This does not include the pandemic year, obviously. In the Power Six conference tournaments where the double bye is used, a team that played at least one game versus a team playing its first game covered at a 70% clip, regardless of the team, seed, conference, anything. As an example, the winner of the 12-13 matchup, let's say the 12 wins in the opening round, would play the 5 in the next round. In that scenario, you could blindly take the 12 seed and win at a 70% rate. That goes for all Power Six conferences. And that goes back, that's a healthy sample size there. Every team included, every Power Six tournament, 2016 through 2022, with no 2020 included. That's a good 5-6 year stretch. So very strong. We'll obviously, with those tournaments popping next week, I think with what you said, Paulie, it is right. The conference tournament week next week is actually, it's better somehow than the actual tournament itself. You have more games, more days.
Well, for better too. I mean, and a fan.
And for this coming out here, because
don't forget, I'm sorry, quickly.
Yeah.
Don't forget what the weekend has turned into for the actual, the madness, the turn. The games are too staggered.
The
now.
Saturday and Sunday schedule
there are back-to-back standalone games.
Yeah.
Now. Ridiculous.
And they play those late games on Sunday night. So the Thursday-Friday schedule is still as good as it gets. But with the way that the committee and everybody else involved has tinkered with the Saturday-Sunday schedule, not as good as it used to be. And Vegas for March Madness, it's like Super Bowl. It's like New Year's Eve, right? It's one of the biggest, busiest weekends of the entire year. It's amazing. Don't get me wrong. But I actually think next week is underrated. And you can come to a book like Circa or other spots and find spots to sit. And it's not going to be so swamped. And just games all day long and first halves and the in-play. It's phenomenal. Can't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
So I will pay this off. In the Southern Conference, again, just historically looking at numbers going back, Steve Mackinnon does a great job. All these numbers are up. If you go look at vsin.com, trends and angles for these individual mid-major tournaments throughout the years. In the Southern Conference, single-digit favorites in the opening round, 19-8 straight up and ATS since 2011. That's 70.3%. And today you're looking at Mercer Lane 6 against the Citadel. Not telling you that's the reason why to bet it, just what it's been like so far in this league. And one team who has been so good in this conference tournament going back throughout the years, Watford, 15-6 straight up, 13-7 ATS with 3 titles, 4 championship berths, and 7 trips to the semifinals. Very good. And as for today, the action that we have starts at noon Eastern, by the way, with all these games. That's Charleston Correct. Southern against Asheville, and UNC Asheville is laying 9.5 in this game, and the total is 144.5.
Yep. 2-1 at DraftKings to win the tournament, and the one seed there, Longwood, is plus 270, and Radford 4-1, Webb 6-1. Arch Madness continues. The big boys come out. Quarterfinals, Bradley, 10 a.m. Pacific. Bradley laying 10 and 135 against Northern Iowa. Bradley 23-8 on the season. Drake, the favorite, plus 170 at DraftKings. Bradley 2-1. Indiana State plus 550. The second game, Indiana State is 3 against Belmont. Total of 152.5.
Yeah, well.
You see, but you saw they bet the under in 3 of the 4 games in the Valley. And only if you got there early did you get the split. But again, as I talked about earlier, it's been a dream with just betting these unders blindly in this tournament going back. But the dog in these games, just zero resistance.
Yeah.
As the favorite put up a lot of points and a big reason why those couple of those games went over.
We had a guest earlier on in the show, Eli Hershkovich, who's very good on college basketball. He gave out, and he liked Southern Illinois. Now, when he betted, it was 14-1. I thought he had a good breakdown on why he thinks this team can make a deep run with the variance here and why you would want a dog like this, because if they're making their threes and they take a lot of them, that if they get hot, watch out. And they're laying 2 in this game today against Missouri State. A win here, and they would get Drake. And Drake is obviously one of the favorites and one of the shortest shots here with Bradley to win this conference outright.
Right. And style of play, get up and go. Belmont likes to get up and go, a 152. And the total in the Southern Illinois game is 120.
Yeah.
So, you're right. That's the late game coming up as well. Eli also tried to make the case. Well, he did make the case for BYU at 50-1. And they play tonight out here, 6 o'clock Pacific against Portland. They're laying 6.5. BYU 50-1 in some spots to win the West Coast. Every single year, I think it's been either the one or the two seed has won this conference tournament.
Yeah.
And I like how they do it, that the one and the two seed get a buy into the semis like they do in the Ohio Valley tonight.
Yeah, that's the way it should work.
Yeah, a little help, right? I mean, give these guys a little. Why did we do this for 3 months? At least give me some bonus, or right? For getting the one or the two seed.
We played that audio clip about an hour ago.
So good from Paul Mills.
Yeah, I mean, he the head coach, Oral Roberts, he pointed out it's the same exact set of rules for the one seed, the team that went 18-0 in conference play, as it is for the 6. Like, why is that a thing? How is that possible? And I think more coaches need to speak out about something like this. We don't have to beat a dead horse with this, but plenty of people here, both of us on this show, we had Tim Murray on yesterday. A coach now is like, we all agree with this, that it's just, they put too much stock and too much meaning into the conference tournaments. And if you do that for 2.5 months where you are the best team, it's clear as day. Then if you have a slip up, you might not be in the big dance then, which would just be awful. You can't tell me that 3 days in March are more back-to-back-to-back days are more meaningful than 2.5 months. It's not possible. We'll go win your games then. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, why spoil a great season for 4 months when you have a bad 20 minutes or 10 minutes? It can happen. Mm-hmm. It can happen to anybody. What Eli said, too, about Morehead State, luckiest team in the country in terms of the close wins, the one seed in the Valley, semis tonight. They're the first game, laying 3 against Southeast Missouri State. First bid championship game goes out tomorrow. Does that, when you see something like that, do you say, okay, battle tested? You like that? Or do you kind of say, okay, well, you're lucky and it's going to run out here eventually?
Well, I mean, I think that's part of how people will handicap these teams throughout the entire season. And you would expect regression, right? I mean, if you have a mediocre to bad 3-point shooting team in one of these tournaments, and they suddenly get hot on the opening round, and let's say they hit like 50% of their threes and they win and they shock a lot of people, I don't think you can bet based on, expecting that to happen in their next game. You'd expect them to go back to who they've been for the entire year. So they've been lucky the entire year. At some point, you're going to be betting on that to run out. But that's I think like certain things too can continue for a full year. And I know I'm all over the board with this, but I'll bring up an example. When people expect a team in the NFL, or college football for the turnovers to eventually stop going their way. Well, for a full year, that can actually be a thing. We saw it with the Cowboys last year. We saw it with USC this year in college football. Like, how did that continue to be a thing?
Yeah,
where it was like every single game, they're +3 in the turnovers. Well, that can be something for a year. Can it be something for 2 or 3 years? Probably not. So I'm going to shop around today on his recommendation and see what the best number is in Southern Illinois that I can find to win that league. Maybe there is still a 12-1 or
it
something
happens.
Like that hanging
happens
out there.
It's a long season and they're kids. I mean, look, yeah. Old Dominion scored, 35 points in a game.
And they were a four-point favorite.
Yeah, Lehigh, 18 points at halftime, the Patriot League last night.
Sure,
41-18 at halftime. Anyone can have a bad 10, 20 minutes, and that's it.
We had a little bit of everything last night. Paulie will run down the betting action in Win Some, Lose Some. That's coming up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/Papertarian.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Paulie Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Let's go. The upsets last night, Texas San Antonio plus 270. They beat Charlotte and Minnesota. Oh, mama. What happens to Rutgers now? Minnesota plus 320. They were 1-16 in conference play. I saw Rutgers on the 9-10 line. Before that horrible loss.
Well, there are bad losses, Paulie, and then there's losing like that at Minnesota.
Yep. Ooh, Manhattan plus 250. They beat Siena. American! Hell yeah! We're in the semis
there you go,
of
kid.
The Patriot League. I thought they could beat Navy. They already beat them once. They beat them again. American plus 250 on the money line. Remember, both games against Colgate were decided by 1 point. They handed Colgate their only conference loss. 70-80-1. They now play a 6 seed in the semis to go to the championship game. Let's go American. Houston, Wichita over. 131 up to 135 went over. A little mixed bag. Apologies with the Missouri Valley. 3-1 to the under based on the opening number. But, 2-2. But the problem you had was the bad teams here, there's no resistance. The dog couldn't get stops, and that's why some of the games went over. But Murray State under 145 down to 140. As we've talked about, the Missouri Valley's been an under machine for years in the conference tournament, and the market's well aware about it. That was a big move. Missouri State, Illinois, Chicago under 131 down to 128. That fell 131. Kennesaw State over 146 up to 149. And Sunbelt Unders went 4-0. John Rahm, first round leader, 16-1. Cash that ticket.
Did you see what happened here? So Rahm is 3-under yesterday, and a bunch of guys were in the clubhouse already at 5-under. Rahm finished eagle, birdie, birdie to finish at 7-under. That's how he closed the round, and then you're going to cash. I saw as high as 19-1.
Yeah.
What is this dude going to go off at the Masters if he wins this weekend?
I know. Yeah. Will Anderson, 4-6, 40. Nolan Smith, 4-4, 40. Faster than Barkley, Diggs, and Hopkins with that 40 time. My God. Also, Boger and Coleman. Walt Coleman retired. So we're done with Boger now.
Boger, he's gone as well.
That's a win some. Spurs, Pacers. Spurs win again. 241 down to 235.
Bunch of guys are out. Yep.
Warriors under 235 down to 231. Clippers 0-4 since they acquired Westbrook.
Yeah, and the Warriors were atrocious in the first half. They couldn't hit a shot. They're down by, what, 9, I believe, at halftime?
38-8 run.
Blew them out in the second half.
Subscribe, be part of the team. The website looks great. You'll get lost in everything that's up there, VSiN.com. Our radio and podcast friends, you always want to see these videos. Eclectic mix. How about the dog?
Nope.
He's so tired, out he goes, right? He's standing up, sleeping, and then just keels over. Oh. You can see the arm is moving. He's like, he's out.
I love his paws,
man. The paws out.
Look at how thick those paws are. Yeah. They're pink at the... Yeah, those are great.
Yeah, every day we love life, especially if you're a panda. It's like they go through life with a six-pack in them at all times. Here's the panda in the snow going down the hill. Yeah, coming down. Another try here. Right? Arms out. Make a snow angel coming out, and here he goes. All the way down the hill. Yeah, just loving life. Not a care in the world. Where was that? It's 30... What would we... 30,000 a year to be to help the pandas and...
Yeah, that was... I'd have to go double check.
China?
But they actually put that out there. They were hiring people... Or at least one person to come in and be like a panda whisperer, but would it be like a nanny almost?
And you get to hang better up, way to say it.
You know, you get to hang out with the pandas all day. That might be worth it.
I love this tweet. Vital Vegas tweeted it out at the Cosmopolitan. Remember Randy McKay's interview that was so good a while back in studio? He talked about this. Cosmo is warning guests about vultures. Who don't merely swoop in after a player moves a machine. They're saying they'll try to distract you and say, hey, come over here, exactly as Randy McKay talked about, that they're trying to distract you and try to steal your multipliers and get you to move machines.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. Kick them out.
That happened to me recently. Guy did not try to get me off my machine. He wasn't doing that per se. But where I was playing in high limit, he came over to every single machine and he sat there at Paulie and he's done this... I couldn't even tell you how many times.
Multipliers?
He's looking through the machine and going through every single possible, like, you know, five play, three, a triple play, 10 play, and he does it within 10 seconds. He's so fast at looking for multipliers that were left over.
Mm-hmm. Yep. How about 508 as well? You've been to it. Look at this. Portofino, Italy. Look at this shot where you have the water in the middle and the water on the other side. Oh, wow.
Now, can we
try to that James Bond movie, too? Wow. Casino. Yeah, Casino Royale.
How about this? Now, like in Italy right now, what time is it? It's probably like 12:30, 12:20, 1:20 in the afternoon. Can we move and do the show from there?
Yeah, I'm in. Let's do it. Yeah, take it easy on the bread, though. Lose some. Mavs Sixers under 226 down to 222. Not even close. This game was crazy. What did I write down? What were the...
They had 25 threes last night.
Yeah, 25 of like 38 from 3, 48 from 3. And Luka and Kyrie combined for 82 points. Illinois State, Northern Iowa under 137 down to 133, no good. And the 38-8 run you mentioned with the Warriors. The last 14 games Russell Westbrook has started, his team has lost. Stop defending this guy. It's ridiculous. Can you guys put this? Look at this last night. Come on. If I have to hear this one more time about, hey, get your numbers. Look at how they're defending him. There isn't a guy even close to him as he has the ball near the top by the three-point line.
Yeah.
He can't shoot. He can't defend. Other than that, he's fine. And everyone knows he can't shoot except Westbrook. And that's the problem. And even Brian Windhorst on his podcast saying, I got to tell you, if the Lakers had this roster that they had the whole year, they'd probably be a top four seed. And they're saying, well, why do you think that? He goes, because they don't have Westbrook anymore.
Yeah.
And he had killed them.
I would say so far, a lot of this has been on Ty Lue. His rotations have been terrible, and they're plugging this guy in. I thought Jonathan Von Tobel brought up a great point, who's VSiN's NBA senior analyst. He said, you had something here with Terrence Mann.
Yes.
And
yes.
Now, oh, I don't know what he's doing. And also, like, the minute suddenly with, like, Norman Powell off the bench, Lou has lost his mind as the coach.
Plus, that's the other thing. He's such a selfish guy. And when LeBron breaks the record, you're supposed to be celebrating, and he's getting in an argument with Ham, his coach. And if you promise him minutes, then it's like, he won't come out, won't sub out. It's ridiculous. Several bad beats, and this is bad for the books. Michigan plus 5 down to 3.5. It fell 4 in double overtime. I mean, that was tough because if Illinois makes a free throw, it's a one. They're up 1 with 20 seconds.
Well, plus so Illinois had no business even sending the game to overtime or double overtime. They did both.
Right. Cleveland State under, Louisiana Tech under, Army game under. All go to overtime. And you get beat there as well, just like the Michigan game. And the Bruins and Sabres. The total was 6.5. It was 3-0 with 5 minutes left. 7-1 final. Oh, also, the Bruins, the fastest team in history to 100 points as they win again. Bad spot? No way. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more, BetRivers.com.
So a couple of tweets here regarding Ty Lue, head coach of the Clippers, from two guys who bet on the NBA for a living, part of it anyway. This is from Eddie Walls, who tweeted out, I refuse to believe people think Ty Lue is a good coach.
There are a lot of them.
I don't think he's called a single play on offense in 4 games. Mm. Raheem Palmer responded and said, I used to think Lue was a good coach. Then I realized his only move was to go small. He's lost everywhere else. It's not going well for the Clippers. The Warriors were terrible last night in the first half. Even the guy, I was listening to some of the local broadcast on the TV side, and they were saying they can't make a shot, and they couldn't. It was terrible. They're down big at halftime and in the first half, and the Clippers were just, it was a wrecking ball in the second half by the Warriors.
Number one, they're cursed. Number two, this is an unmitigated disaster. Could be. Look at this now. With the loss, they're a game over 500. They're in the play-in round. They also gave up the best player in that Paul George trade with SGA. And then not to mention all the picks that they gave up to OKC.
Yep.
So imagine if, here we go again, Kawhi and Paul George, watch out. You know, they made one conference final. They blew that huge three games to one lead in the bubble against Denver. Not only the series, but had a 15-point lead in multiple games.
Mm-hmm.
Kawhi, they could have won to the finals that year. Kawhi got hurt. And they lost to Phoenix, but they're a game over 500. And now he's not playing tonight because it's a back-to-back.
Sure.
They could be 500. Think about that.
Well, what does this look like on the team
if they miss the playoffs?
Well, what about when Kawhi and Paul George are no longer, like, they're not in their primes anymore.
When one of them leaves, are they both? Boy.
When they're washed and they have no picks, it's going to go back to the Clippers of when we were teenagers.
That's right.
Can I interest you in a little bit of Warriors at 19-1 to win the title?
Sure.
Oh, I already.
Absolutely.
19-1. Steph's coming back, next week.
It's like Tom Abistro said with us earlier in the week about how about the champs? You're right. You're getting Curry back, and they're playing well, other than the road, but they're up. Yeah, they're up to the 5 seed.
All right, up next, some NHL talk. Dennis Bernstein has covered this sport for a long, long time. What he liked, what he has disliked so far with all these trades.
Is Follow the Money on VSiN.
UFC 285 this week. Get on up to Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. They have you covered every line and boost. Parlay insurance as well. Great house specials and menu. BetRivers.com. Download the app. It's a whole new game at Bet Rivers.
This is going to be a lot of fun. A longtime friend of the show, and he has covered the NHL for a long, long time. Dennis Bernstein on the program. TheFourthPeriod.com and also a host on SiriusXM, the NHL channel. He's actually hosting today, 3 to 6 Eastern, on Channel 91 there. It's been a busy couple of weeks. Before we get into some of the moves here, Dennis, I want to ask you this about the Boston Bruins. Another win last night, 101 points. Yeah. A lot of and this goes for any sport, right? The talk will be, well, great regular season team, but when they get to the playoffs, this is going to be an issue. What's the weakness on the Bruins come postseason time, or is there no weakness?
The weakness is they have to play in the Stanley Cup playoffs, Mitch. But all kidding aside, I would think age, Patrice Bergeron's 37 years old, David Krejci's 36 years old, and Brad Marchand is injured now. They're not certain. Maybe he has to go on LTIR, long-term injured reserve, for the end of the season. But other than that, they have no weaknesses. When they can put a guy like Dmitry Orlov on their third pair and a guy they just traded for yesterday, Tyler Bertuzzi, on their third line, on paper, there is no weakness. So what do they have the chance to do? They could be like the 84 Detroit Tigers that went 35-5 out of the box and breezed to a World Series title. Now, nobody breezes to a Stanley Cup title. But there is no flaw on this team, but age and injury could be a factor in the playoffs.
There will be an investigation if the Stanley Cup winner isn't from the Eastern Conference. Agree?
Yeah. It looks like the varsity in the JV right now, but yeah. You know, it's why they play the games, Paulie. I mean, a team could come out of these, maybe a Dallas or maybe Edmonton or my team here in LA. But yes, the prohibitive favorite coming out is going to be the Eastern Conference team without question. You've got Boston. And you know, nobody's still talking about Tampa. And right. Tampa and Toronto play in the first round. Boston don't have to play them. Boston's not going to have to go through a gauntlet. And then you look over in the Metro and you've got the Rangers, you've got Carolina, you've got the Devils. This is not going to be easy for Boston, but that's why the sport is so great.
You called this last week when I had you on, Kane to the Rangers. How much do you like that move with Kane going to the Rangers? And tell us some other moves that you like at the deadline.
Okay, so before they traded for Tarasenko and yep. for Kane, the Rangers, if you look at their right wing depth chart, they had 27 goals this season. It's a different team with Tarasenko and Kane. I really like the move. They're going for it. It's going to be difficult, but they have star players. And it's the one thing. I pick Carolina to win the cup, Paulie, but the one team that's the kryptonite are the Rangers. They can find a way to win. They went down there a couple weeks ago on a Saturday, won 6-2. Panarin scored 4 goals. So I really like what the Rangers did. And if you're a Ranger fan, you got to love it. And there's nothing better than that. Patrick Kane playing playoff games at Madison Square Garden on Broadway. I'm sure the networks will love that. And it was a really great move. We'll see if it pays off.
Okay. How about some winners and losers so far?
Every East team? No, just kidding. Toronto really resurfaced their team with all the moves they made. Ron O'Reilly, Nolichari. Timo Meier coming to the Devil. It's an arms race in the East. I could go down the list of all the teams, right? It's been that crazy. So I think the losers might be, well, until yesterday when Dallas got Max Domi, they really hadn't done much. So that would be the one team. And Seattle. I mean, Seattle's had a great season, yet they haven't really added anything. And they're right there. They're a couple points out of first place. Vegas going to get Jonathan Quick was a must-have because they can't keep goaltenders healthy there. So I would think you look at the big teams in the East, they've really done a great job adding to their teams. And it's been, I've covered this sport for 20 years. I've never seen a trade deadline week like this before where everybody's going in. Look, we're not to the point like the NBA where Jay Crowder gets traded for 5 second round picks, but we're close to that, which is great because there's a lot of creativity being shown. 3 team trades, extra draft choice, futures from 2-3 years from now being thrown in deals. We've never really seen that in the NHL before.
Did Vegas really have to get him, though? Quick's had a bad year. And how much did it help the Kings to get rid of him?
It helped because they brought in another goaltender, Jonas Kuparsalo, who has had a better season, and a guy, Vlad Kavrikov, which they really needed on the blue line on the left side, really helps their top 4 defense. Yeah, because Logan Thompson's injured. Now, Laurent Brossoit came back. He was supposed to be okay. He played a couple games, got injured again. They need goalies. That's as simple as that. So, yes, they had to bring them in because, and you know, you're hoping to, first of all, you're going to get a really motivated Jonathan Quick. He wasn't happy the way it ended in Los Angeles. He didn't think he was going to get traded. He got a phone call from Rob Blake in Winnipeg telling him that he was traded to a last-place team in the Eastern Conference. So he would have been a lot more angry if he had to play the rest of the season in Columbus. But now he's on a contending team close to home. He's happy. And I think on April 4th or April 6th, they play the Kings. I'll be in L.A. I'll be in Vegas for that one because I assume if he's healthy and playing decent, Jonathan Quick's going to get the start against his old team. And if they play in the playoffs, wow, all bets are off.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Dennis Bernstein, thefourthperiod.com, also a host on Sirius XM Channel 91. He's going to be on today from 3 to 6 Eastern Time. Okay, so then who wins that division overall, the Pacific? I have a future ticket on Edmonton. I don't have a lot of faith in it at 10-1. They're 4 points back right now. Could it be the Kraken? Could they shock the world in their second season? Is it maybe your Kings? VGK won't lose. Who do you think wins it?
Well, I like your ticket because they got Matthias Ekholm as a guy they really needed on the blue line, a guy who's a defensive big guy, can stop shots, block shots. He's been to a cup final before with Nashville. That was a great ad as well. But they traded Tyson Barrie, the guy who ran the first power play. But that team is so great on the power play, they could probably offload a guy like Barrie to get better defensively. So, Mitch, it's going down. You might have a playing game for the division title of game 82, last game of the season.
Okay.
I don't like the way the Kraken are playing. They lost. They won last night in overtime. They've given up a lot of goals. They've taken a step back, but they're right there. If any team goes 8 out of 10, they can win the division. And you're talking about four teams. So it's the most entertaining division. It's the toughest race there is. I can't really pick a winner, but I do like your ticket for Edmonton to win. They certainly could win this division.
The problem for the Colorado Avalanche, obviously, it's been injuries all year long. Do they have enough runway here going into the playoffs to get you know, guys back, get all in stride again, on the same page again? What's a realistic ceiling this year for that team?
Well, you know, a month ago, people were talking about maybe Avalanche are too banged up. They might not make the playoffs. Now they probably win the division title. They got hot, and they're getting healthy. And they added Lars Eller, a guy they need to. Now, he's not a two-seed. The guy, Naz Kadri, who went to the Flames, who's a great second-line center, he's not that guy, but he certainly makes their center position a lot better. If they can get – and that's the question, Mitch. Do they have enough runway to get healthy to be the same team they were? Because they don't have Naz Kadri, they're not as great as they were last season, but they could win the division. They could certainly get back to the cup final at this point, but they're a cup below last year's championship team. So other teams do have an opportunity maybe to get to a cup final. So some futures on some other teams other than the Avalanche might pay off for you.
Okay. Very good. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at DennisTFP, thefourthperiod.com, also SiriusXM channel 91. You're the best, pal. Thanks so much for the time today. We appreciate that.
Always great being on Follow the Money, boys. Thanks for the time.
All right.
I mean, what he said makes a lot of sense with the Boston Bruins, right?
Yeah.
He brought up the age factor, could be a thing, but also when's the last time that you've ever been able to say this is going to be coast is clear, easy path for a team to get happen.
You're exactly right. It was a good point. We just went through this in the NFL with the Eagles. Oh, what an easy path to the Super Bowl. I mean, you don't say that in hockey.
No.
And the fact that maybe they should, I would change the format, but that's a whole nother discussion too. But that's what you're facing up against. But it's a freight train. I suppose, you know, you're coming after the long road trip and, guys, you're in my ear. You're coming off the long road trip, and now you play Buffalo at home, and you hammer them, no problem, and on pace for 135 points. Ridiculous.
Faith in the Maple Leafs to beat the Lightning in the first-round playoff series. Would you bet Toronto? Would you look at them? Bet if you're getting a decent plus price?
It stinks that they got to play again, right? But tinker with the... I mean, I don't like the format. I don't want to see Toronto and Tampa.
No, neither do I.
But for the Western Conference again, and your question about Colorado, the winning streak came to an end last night, but they had won six, seven in a row before they got beat by New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
But this thing's wide open. And again, I love that bet, and several people put me on it. But the team to win the cup isn't going to be from the East. I go Toronto, I can go Tampa, I go Carolina, I got Boston, obviously.
Yeah.
And what am I going to, Vegas, all right, they might be the one seed, but God, they have holes.
They absolutely do.
And I've been hearing nonstop from the locals about how they were going to miss the playoffs and the losing streak's coming. So
that's
credit
not happening.
To Cassidy. What?
That's not happening.
Right.
Like a long losing streak, or miss the playoffs is not going to happen.
Right. But I think he's got a point, though. I think you could still get there with Edmonton. That they just try to shore up the defense and hang on to a lead, for God's sake.
Let me give you this
tweet.
You
see how dangerous they are, and they can score on anybody. I mean, they go to Pittsburgh and hammer them, no problem. And they get beat by Columbus. They're down 3 goals, they tie, and they lose 6-5. But it's tough coming up, no doubt. But the schedule, they close with an easy April, or a manageable April, too.
We talked about coming to Las Vegas for championship week next week rather than the March Madness. The opening weekend of the tournament, this is from Dan, a big group of guys, they were coming to Las Vegas for the Madness 13 years in a row. Saturday and Sunday, plus prices and lack of seating killed us.
Yeah, I can see that.
We switched to conference week this year, looking forward to it. I told him, I don't think you're going to regret the decision.
Can't move, everyone comes here, priced out, sure. Yeah.
In pocket plays, and I want to throw an NFL trade scenario that I heard Sean King bring up on this network yesterday. Who says no to this offer?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
He knows the quarterback was on coke if his girlfriend was not coke.
These games are a burial, a blowout, a human lock. You can bet your children's, unborn children's children on these games!
I was so good that whenever I bet, I could change the odds for every bookmaker in the country.
As I said earlier, hopefully, fingers are crossed, the Valpo bet yesterday was is going to be my worst bet of 2023. +2.5, down, I think, double digits at halftime, lost by almost 30. They hit 2 threes the entire game. I think they were 2 of 23, and we're never really in the game. Bad bet, bad performance, bad result. We move on. Wisconsin +4.5 was a winner last night. Otherwise, it would have been a bad week here betting college basketball. Pending, I do have Kennesaw State. We'll see how this goes. You know what? I'll add this one first. Tailing our buddy Lou Finicaro. John Jones and Gamrot on a parlay +135 in the UFC. Jones now -170, and Gamrot is -210. And the pending, the one future that I have so far to win a conference tournament, Kennesaw State 3-1 in the title game of the A-Sun. They get Liberty on Sunday morning.
That's going to be a great game. Oh, so excited for that game. And plus, we know Liberty's track record if they get in, too. Mm-hmm. Almost won a game a couple years ago and won a game 4 years ago. Easy winner with Eastern Kentucky +13, up 10 early. Liberty hung on and got the win to advance to the title game Sunday. Not even close with Rice. Florida Atlantic had 57 points at halftime. And they cut it to 14 in the second half. And then Florida Atlantic said, okay, enough of that. New plays, couple futures. I think it was either Eli or someone on VSiN.com. I can't remember. But I like Hofstra to win the Colonial at +180. Hofstra knocked off Charleston in the regular season. But Hofstra, even though they tied, Hofstra gets the one seed, which is enormous because of who you have to face with when you look at Townsend and the other teams behind them. So it's a big advantage to get the one as opposed to the two. Not to mention, I think Hofstra can beat them anyways. And Charleston's very good. But the shame of it all is it's a one-bid lead.
Right.
And it shouldn't be that way because Charleston might finish the year 30-4. And they have no chance of getting an at-large. But I like the plus price with Hofstra +180 as the one seed. And I'm going to follow Tim Murray on this one. I'll take the Zags to win the West Coast tournament out here, -120. Those are the new plays. and that is already underway, and they play the semis
you
on
know,
Monday.
St. Mary's opened up as the favorite at some shops.
I agree with the move, sure. And the pending American to win the Patriot League, 60s. I got 60. 80 was at DraftKings. We can't bet at DraftKings. They're in the semis.
Got the win last night.
And they play a 6 seed to go to the title game, and they already beat Colgate earlier in the year. So you never know. And then Maryland women to win the college tournament at 40-1. They are ranked 5th in the country, and they play Illinois today. And Iowa's also a top 10 team. They beat them by 30. Let's not talk about what happened against South Carolina in the regular season. But I think, hey, if I'm a 2 seed, I'm ranked 5th.
You want to forget about that for a minute.
On Maryland. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern, BetRivers.com. You can find these picks with every pick by every host and every guest. VSiN.com/picks. All the picks from Nigel. And that'd be something if Blackshear gets there for Lou.
Yeah,
that
nice.
Would be cool.
Okay, so, boy, DraftKings, this is awesome. They already have up numbers to win divisions in the NFL next year.
You're kidding.
And I will ask you, you give me the order
Beautiful.
Right now. You give me the order of the NFC North.
Detroit, Minnesota. Oh, okay. I'm not going to drag this out, he says, Rogers. Okay.
No.
Will he have an announcement before March 15th? No, -$4.
That's probably a good date.
Regardless of Rogers, Detroit, Minnesota, Green Bay, Chicago.
That's exactly the order. They have the Lions at +170 to win the NFC North. The Vikings are +260, Packers +270, Bears +475. Other divisions that they have, Chiefs are -120.
What?
That too low?
That's yeah. What? Come on.
Yeah.
What?
Chargers are 3-1. Broncos +360. Raiders 13-1.
Come on.
I was surprised to see Chiefs -120. I think that's got to be minimum $175, $2. Again, it's March, early March.
He's never lost a road division game. Come on. Yeah.
I wonder if other spots would actually open like the Chiefs even money. Would that be possible?
Anything's possible.
Eagles are favored to win the NFC East, +130. Cowboys are +175. Giants +450. The Commanders are 8-1. Bengals +130 to win their division, followed by the Ravens, Browns, and Steelers. Niners -165 to win the West. Then the Rams, Seahawks, and Cardinals. You want to put a number on Jacksonville to win the South? They're -130.
Really?
Titans +$3, Colts 4-1, Texans 11-1. NFC South is interesting. The Panthers and the Saints are co-favorites, if you will. They're each +210. The Buccaneers are +330, Atlanta's +390. I wouldn't touch the Buccaneers with your money.
That's right. There's going to be Trask. What are they going to do? They have a confidence in Trask. Brate was released.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Good stuff.
Are the Bills too short? They're the same price as the Chiefs, -120.
Yeah, that's too short.
I think so, too.
Even if the Jets get Rodgers. I know you want to get to this trade in a second. I found this interesting. The NFL released their great report card. Treatment of families and also facilities. Arizona, F. Cincinnati, F.
Arizona makes the players pay for their food.
Right. Cincinnati, the wives were breastfeeding on the bathroom floor. I read that story. Broncos D+, Jacksonville F. There were rats running around. They had a rodent problem in the locker room.
Yep.
How about that? Chargers D+, Rams D+, but did the report card to Washington got an F? All the Fs that Washington got. They were a dead last in the team guide. I mean, it was incredible when you run through all the issues. Only 22% of players feel like they have enough space on team flights. They're one of 6 teams that have roommates as well that they have in the breakdown where you look. Treatment of families tied for last. Food service near the bottom. Weight room 22nd. Training room tied for last. Training staff 31. Locker room last. Team travel F minus. That's a poly grade. F minus they got for travel. This is hilarious.
Okay, who says God. No to this trade? Sean King brought this up yesterday here on VSiN. He does a show with Tim Murray, VSiN Primetime.
Yep.
6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Pacific.
Let's have it.
The Ravens pick up the phone. They call the Chicago Bears.
Okay.
And they tell the Chicago Bears, you can have Lamar Jackson. We will trade you Lamar Jackson for Justin Fields and the number one pick.
Not enough.
What's not enough?
I need more if I'm Baltimore.
Oh, my God. I say no if I'm the Bears.
Oh.
I say yes.
No, I got to get more. The guy won an MVP.
You're getting a number one pick in the draft.
So?
So?
It's a crapshoot. I don't know what I'm going to get.
You can get Fields and then trade the number one pick.
And get what, though? You just said earlier in the week, I might not get much. That's the other thing. Well, what am I getting?
That's my opinion. I mean, I could be wrong on that.
Okay.
I don't even hesitate if I'm Baltimore. If I'm Chicago, I say no.
You're kidding.
I say I'm good.
I hang up. I say immediately, send it in. Send it in, Jerome.
You'd give up on Fields.
Absolutely. For Lamar Jackson and the pick?
Okay.
Oh, please.
No, I would not do that deal if I'm Chicago.
A part of that. I know what this means?
This means it's probably a good offer then. If you're completely on one side and I like the other side, that's probably a good offer.
Not to mention the history of the position in that city.
Oh, Fields might turn out to be Lamar Jackson. You don't know that yet.
Well, I know he doesn't
have a crappy team around him. And Lamar Jackson, by the way, plenty of injuries here racking up.
No, fair. An underrated guy. Very, still underrated. The people against him.
But, boy.
Your good point about the injuries, but I'd do that in a second if I'm Chicago. In a second.
Really?
Absolutely.
And now Will Anderson, based on what happened yesterday, minus 175 at DraftKings to be the first defensive player taken. Tyree Wilson, Texas Tech. Don't sleep on this, though. Again, Daniel Jeremiah has been very good at this over the years. His most recent draft, which goes back to last week, he had Wilson from Texas Tech ahead of Will Anderson. That was before the Jalen Carter news popped this week. So Wilson's 3-1. Jalen Carter is plus 350.
The perfect storm. Yep.
And evidently, Will McDonald from Iowa State, he crushed it, or he's going to crush it. Miles Murphy is going to be like a complete unicorn this week from Clemson. And Nolan Smith ran the second fastest 40 ever at the position in the history of the combine yesterday.
Yeah, better 40 than Barkley, Diggs, and Hopkins. Think about that. Think about it.
That's crazy, man.
Right.
And that's Bryce Young has to avoid that.
And how small he is. Right. Good point.
I might be more excited to watch the reaction to the combine tomorrow of Levis and Richardson throwing than I am to college basketball.
Mandalorian? Season 3?
No chance.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.